Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
I said, excuse me. I think of there. All right, we got to do something. I think we might need a counselor or a shrink or something for Sue Thomas this afternoon. She's having a panic attack. Want to explain why you're having a panic attack?
Oh, my gosh.
It's for a good reason.
It is.
A very good reason.
My niece, Sophie, her team with Northwestern has made it to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament of field hockey. And they're playing Harvard, of all things, today. And the game is going on right now. The game was supposed to start at 2, but it was postponed due to ice on the field. They're in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, my.
Why did these planners not say, let's play in the South? Anyway.
Why would they not do that?
I don't know. Much to the bewilderment of my brother and his wife, who are up there screaming in the stands.
Yeah, Michigan late November sounds like a really good idea.
Makes no sense. But we're tied 1-1 at halftime. And Harvard, those snooty sons of guns, are 17-1, and the good guys here at Northwestern were 16-5. So we'll see what happens. We're tied at halftime, Mark. That's
don't
all
want to create
saying.
Any issues. I went to Harvard.
He visited the campus.
I was there in 1999 one time, and I bought a Harvard. It was fun because I bought a Harvard sweatshirt. Oh yeah, I'd wear it all the time.
Everyone looks at you differently after that.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
well, not me, maybe. But
there's an Ivy grad.
No, I was there for last time I was in Boston, and I love Boston. I wish I would go back here, but it was for a Springsteen Eastern Band show. But we went down. My cousin, I had this overachieving cousin. Actually, every cousin certainly smarter than me. But this kid was going on a double PhD, MIT, and Harvard at the same time. And
at
here I am, an idiot that goes to journalism school at the University of Missouri at the same time.
Okay, I've got cousin Andy who went to Stanford, but you know, he didn't do that simultaneously with
something
else.
That's just showing off, though.
It is.
That's just showing off. All right, keep us posted. Now, legitimate question here. Are you going to be able to do Sue's News?
Yes, okay. It's halftime.
All right. Oh, we might want to get to it here. One story before, and we got Buffa coming in, Cusimano, and we're going to get back into the Rittenhouse stuff, by the way, in case you're just joining us. Not guilty on all charges. We had a very intense debate on the Reardon Roundtable. Who in this room wears... Now, I'm a big headphone guy, okay?
Oh, for sure.
I wear headphones for a living.
Oh, we know.
I have headphones at home. I have nice headphones. I don't like AirPods, right? Hmm. People like those things. Does anyone like AirPods?
I am when I run, I don't have AirPods because I'm not an eye person.
Are you talking about the Apple things?
Yeah, the Apple AirPods.
Yeah. I like the ones with cords.
Okay, now, who in this room right now has cords on? Can you tell me?
Oh, Dave Klein
No,
and
look at Fred.
Fred.
So Fred is the most fashionable person in the room, and here's why. Listen to this. This was in the Wall Street Journal today. Actually, I think it was a couple of days ago.
Fred,
Rory Satran.
You hip son of a gun.
Everyone wears, wait, is his mic on even?
Trendsetter.
There we go. You are a trendsetter. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the story says since Apple launched those headphones in 2016, they've been an inescapable feature of daily life, and I hate it because I walk into the kitchen this morning, and I try to talk to my wife. Well, she's not talking to me. I think she is. She's talking to someone on the phone because she's got the stupid AirPods in. But now what's happening is as soon as they become cool, then they're not cool because they become, this is what the story says, AirPods have become too widespread to be cool. So perhaps, inevitably, contrarian trendsetters are reviving some ancient technology, corded headphones.
I'm sorry,
is it really that outdated?
5 years?
Yeah.
I believe they wrote that line with some snark.
Okay. Yes.
I really do. Fashionable young celebrities, including Bella Hadid, Lily Ooh. Rose Depp, and Zoe Kravitz, have been photographed strutting around town looking exactly like Fred Bottomer with different clothes on. But they have, look at the pictures.
Well, they're
here.
Twins.
I only knew one of those names
look
that you mentioned,
Bella
by
Hadid.
The way.
Who is that?
You know who Bella Hadid is?
I do not know who that is.
Sure, she's a model. Come on. Her mother is a Real Housewife. Anyone? one?
Well, you know Lily Rose Depp because I'm guessing that's Johnny Depp's daughter.
That is correct.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I know Johnny.
The overpriced AirPods range from $129 to $179 to $549 for the AirPods Max. That little thing that Fred has on right now, which are still crappy headphones, just $19.
And they're great, and they don't fall out of your ear,
Fred.
See,
mine always do. My Apple ones do.
See? Mine
did too.
That's a bunch of hooey.
I think I have some sort of weird, well, there's some sort of weird stuff overall, but weird ears, because the AirPods, things like that, they never worked for me.
Yep, same thing with me.
My brother one time sent me for Christmas, like, the non-Apple version that, you know, you're supposed to be able to control them in your ear. They hurt my ears when I hate it. I'd rather just have a cord. It stays in.
Okay, the other thing about the AirPods and stuff is they're gross.
Why are they
completely
gross?
Oh,
and there's grosser than normal headphones?
Yes, I don't. Look at my.
Well, no, I mean just corded headphones like Fred's
like
wearing.
Those.
I mean,
no,
they're no grosser.
But over-the-ear headphones like my. You know how I know I'm a professional broadcaster? Because look at it says on my headphones right there.
Me
it says
too.
Professional. Yes, see?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know that. But you're not. Look at. Is there any earwax on those, Sue?
No.
No.
I occasionally take a toothpick and have to dig it out
of
there. I'm just saying. It's the truth.
All right. Thank you.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, since we're talking about Apple, did you hear that they've announced that program that will allow customers to do common repairs at home?
I did see that yesterday, yeah.
Another thing I won't be able to do.
Me neither.
Fred, what iPhone do you have? What iteration?
It's an iPhone 10.
And what are they up to now? What's the latest?
13. I still have an 8 Plus, so I'm due for an upgrade.
Wait a second. Do you really?
Yeah.
Would you like to buy a 12 that I have that my wife did not send in due time? I'll give you a good price.
What? Seriously?
I'm actually being
serious.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. You should totally do that, Dave. You could take better pictures of the kids.
You know how that's how it works in our family. My two sons always get the newest one, and then they hand me down.
The other ones?
My wife. The
That makes sense, Fred. The Bottenheimers are thrifty people. It's called self-service repair, the Apple is calling it. And through the program,
Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
If you have a damaged device, they will send you, quote, Apple genuine components and tools like they use at the Genius Bar. Now, Apple will also offer online repair manuals. They've nearly doubled the number of locations, of service locations in the past 3 years, but they're just decided to give you another option because the same things happen over, whatever the common issues are, they happen over and over and over again, and they figure, they'll let you do it. This will start next year.
I have all three children were in the house last night. My kids, the older ones went to Pops.
That's I'm really, sorry. Are you kidding me?
I asked them,
are you kidding me?
So, yeah, I sent them with a few extra singles in case they wanted to go to the strip joints.
Okay.
But they went for a concert last night. Now, the 24-year-old idiot son is one of these mosh pit dudes. So he comes back. He broke his phone in a mosh pit last night.
Oh, shocking.
How much empathy do you think Dad had for that?
Let me guess, zero.
Zero.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he shows me his back. And his back had all, he looked like he had been beaten on.
I've never understood
what?
The appeal
I don't
of
understand
a mosh pit.
It was his brother years ago. I didn't even know. He's very lean, skinny, but he's the one that apparently, don't ask me why, I have no control over these kids. He's the anarchist too. But he's the one that actually gets tossed around like he's floating doing the body surfing.
Question.
And his brother was the one who told me about that years ago.
Is he deodorant? Is he the deodorant one or
yes,
the
non? Yes, he is, but here's the Christmas miracle. Can I tell you something?
Yes. Was it Sue's News that turned him around?
This is the kid that I literally last time had to say, you're not coming back into my house that way, right? Well, so he just has done a turnaround with hygiene in the last 2 months. And I don't think it was because of me. It was because of
Women.
A job.
Women.
Job and mainly job.
Okay.
You don't want to be tossed around in a mosh pit if you're stinky.
That's what I'm saying.
Because his brother's
what was my thought, Dave?
His brother's coming for next week. So coming on Sunday. And I when he called the other night, I said, look, your brother doesn't even smell bad. I might not even change the sheets.
Okay, ew. But that is
I'm
funny.
Changing the sheets.
Okay, just checking. In a recent poll, 12% of men say they watch movies on the toilet.
Guilty.
I do not.
Guilty?
Do
guilty.
How much
it.
Of the film does one watch whilst
well,
on the toilet?
It depends on how much time I want to get away from my kids, Sue.
I understand.
So I'm looking at a good half an hour in there.
All right, so it's really a safe space for you, is what
right.
you're saying.
Right, well, yeah.
I play poker.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
World
Fred,
Series of Poker.
What is your relationship with the turlet?
I don't do either of those,
he's
and I don't
think
I really
want to
talk
this.
About
yeah,
it.
I know. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all right.
There's one of us that hasn't volunteered information. Dave, have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah, oh, do curious. I watch movies on the toilet? Yeah. The answer is no.
Okay.
In fact, let's see. More than that, 12% is more than double the percentage of women who watch movies. They didn't have any information about how much of a film people will watch or how much poker they play or, in Fred's case, question mark.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. More facts.
I would
it was almost a random
I would
random
weigh in
fact.
This way. It depends.
Yes, it does.
Does it?
What, yes, it
what,
does.
If the betting's going well? We're in the third quarter. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
And
that means, and finally in Susan.
No, because I can't see them
fact.
Actually play. We're just going to keep going. A researcher in Scotland has come up with a prototype device, and it's called Dog Phone. What does it do, you ask? Well, it lets your dog initiate a video call with you by shaking a toy. Now, she tested it on her dog for months, and it seemed to work. Here's what they do. They put a sensor in a dog toy. So anytime it shakes the toy in its mouth, you get a phone call. What could go wrong?
Sounds like a really bad idea.
Yes, here's doesn't it?
I'm going to say that's a little flawed from this perspective. You know what dogs do when you're not home? They lie on the bed and they sleep.
But okay.
Isn't that what they do? Isn't that what your dogs do?
Well, I still have a puppy, so the puppy finds anything he can shake.
Okay, all right.
And if I got a call every time he did that, and then once they figure out that you have to pick up the phone, there's a screen so they can see you on it and a camera so that you can see them.
Do dogs, are they able to recognize people on a screen?
I don't know. I don't see the point in this. Fred, would you have one? Would you have a dog phone in the Bottenheimer residence?
You know, I might. I think it would be kind of cool, but I'm afraid I get too attached to it.
I have a friend who has there's this product out there that's been around for a while that you can watch, you know, on video, you can watch your dogs and then treat them remotely. So if it looks like they're going, you can send them a treat.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you just release something and, oh, that's cool. I just don't know whether or not that'll take off. I don't really want to hear from them in the middle of the day. But, you know,
I just think they'd
else.
Be saying, come home. You know, that's what they, you know, at 9 a.m. Come home.
They don't have a lot to talk about. it seems there is a new Oreo flavor every day. Does anybody eat the Oreo Thins?
I do.
No,
do
you?
I do,
like
too.
Those.
Oh, I
those
love
so
them.
Good.
Fred?
Yeah, I do. They're
and
good.
You think you're eating them healthy, and then, you know,
yes!
9 later, you actually have more than the normal ones.
I can think, ooh, I can eat 6 of these instead of 3 of the other.
Yep.
And you think, ooh, that's great.
Get you in trouble.
Now, I'm not sure. Now they're going to do extra stuffed Thins.
Well, that's just an Oreo.
What?
I can't. They're doing extra, and they don't call it stuffed. They call it extra stuff with one F, which bothers me. However, that's what it is. And now if you, I mean, I'll have to check the calories, but they're just kind of pointless. They're going to make them just like regular Oreo. I guess the wafer's thinner.
Explain that one a little bit more.
Somebody got paid to come up with that.
I'm telling you, if you haven't had a golden Oreo, you have not lived. Those things are really, really good.
I like them.
They are really good. By the way, there will be no nationwide Hollywood behind-the-scenes strike. The workers approved that 3-year TV and film contract. The members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees approved it. They weren't that happy about it. They kept saying that we don't get enough time off, which is evidenced by Rust. I'm sure they brought that up. But apparently it passed and everything is fine. And for gossip for you for the weekend, he grosses me out and I don't get this, but Kim Kardashian is now dating that disgusting Pete Davidson.
I don't get it.
I don't get that at all.
Oh, I think
I
knew about this.
So gross.
What's
I don't
the
get
appeal?
It. I don't get it. I really don't.
They're both freaky?
Well, there have been a couple of times where I've thought that these were like complete publicity stunts, too. Well, who was it one time? It was Kate Beckinsale.
Yes, you're
Come
right.
Come on.
Yep.
Yeah, right. She's 41 and has children, and he's 28 and a doofus.
I think he wears headphones with cords.
I think, Sue, you summed it up quite well there. He's 28 and a doofus. Hashtag, he's 28 and a doofus. There you go. Dan Buffa is coming up next to talk movies. A bunch of releases, not only this weekend, but into Thanksgiving. We got a new Ghostbusters movie by the son of the original director, Jason Reitman.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Friday afternoon, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdicts came in. Clean sweep, not guilty across the board. Phil Holloway will join me after 5 o'clock. Also some great audio from Mark Richards, his defense attorney. Interestingly enough, haven't heard from the prosecutors today. They've decided to keep quiet. Let's talk movies. If I could get it to play. Hang on. That was so dramatic, and then
it really
I messed
was.
Up the bite.
Hey, fell for it.
Let's do that again. Let's talk movies. I still screwed it
okay.
up, too.
All right, one more time. Take three.
I found this in my living room.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap? There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s? It's like The Walking Dead. Your dad never mentioned this to you?
Dave Klein's going to edit that out for the podcast. Dan Buffett with us from Channel 5 this afternoon and The Jewish Light. How are you, Dan? We got a bunch of movies to talk about. And I'm very curious about your Ghostbusters review here because I did not catch the screening. I've talked to a couple people that saw it. One liked it quite a bit. One did not. I have no idea where you are in this movie, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, Dan.
Come on, Dan. What is it?
No, first thing is, that was the sexiest man alive in that scene we were listening to. That's Paul People's Magazine. He just renamed his middle name. People's Magazine Rudd. That's his full name now.
Oh, that's right. That's Paul Rudd. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I said Ryan
Paul
Rudd.
Rudd. He's terrific. And Carey Coon is in it. And I want to say Finn Wolfhard, like the young kid from Stranger Things. He's in it as well. I liked it a lot. And I went in with modest expectations. I mean, you know, the sequel was pretty good, but kind of not as good as the original. And I didn't like the Melissa McCarthy movie. But this one was very funny, and it was very heartfelt because it's Jason Reitman making a sequel that his dad, Ivan Reitman, made the original movie to.
I love that,
and he did his dad really proud. And, aww, of course, there's cameos, which I don't really just want to give away, but I think we know, you know, who shows up. And it's terrific. It's not, it never feels added on. This is a Ghostbusters film that can reach the younger crowd and the older crowd. And McKenna Grace, who kind of carries the film. I mean, she's the young girl who kind of uncovers her grandpa's car in the barn and all of a sudden goes, oh man, there's a Ghostbusters, car in the barn. It's just terrific. I mean, the movie is a lot better than I thought it was going to be, and I think everybody can like this one.
So I know you said, and I think we can guess, Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray, but obviously Harold Ramis has passed away. Is there anything in there that acknowledges him? Because I heard there was a bunch of Easter eggs in here, too.
Yes. There's so many. This movie has a really, really good finale. I mean, if you feel like it's building to something really emotional and also fun in the very end, you're very right when you're watching the movie. Because it has a lot of Easter eggs. It has two post-credit scenes that you should have to wait and watch both of them because they're both great. And it really does honor the heck out of Harold Ramis a lot more than the 2016 film did, which I can't even remember what they did with Harold Ramis then. But this one, it's a part of the plot because, you know, the granddaughter is finding all this stuff and realizing her grandpa was a Ghostbuster.
Aww. Dan, listen, Carl saw this, and he was trying to tell me that it wasn't a comedy. Is it, what was he talking about? Or is he just Carl and he's crazy?
I would say it's funny, but it's not in the joking way.
Okay.
It's just watching Paul Rudd slowly get overmatched by a bunch of tiny marshmallows that are pulling out of a bag at Walmart.
Okay.
That's funny. It's not really like, hey, let's write some jokes.
I got
Like Ghostbusters, the original, it was just funny because Bill Murray was around. and everybody else was better because of that. Yeah. And this one thrives off the older actors interacting with the younger actors. And there's just a lot of chemistry. I mean, Paul Rudd could have chemistry with a post.
Well, there's a bunch of other movies to cover, so let's get into King Richard. I'm curious about this.
I got these two great tennis players. All we need is a club. Everything to go from prodigy to pro.
Raise your hand, Serena. Venus Williams.
What you think? Nobody's taking that bet.
Dan, that's Will Smith in this movie. A little Oscar buzz for him, I hear.
Oh, yeah, and legit. This might be the movie where he wins it. Because this will be his third nomination, and it just feels right for him because nobody else could have played Richard Williams like Will Smith does. I mean, because the movie is one of those situations where you know the ending. You know how great. I mean, Venus Williams was the – I mean, she won Wimbledon 5 times, and it was her dream to win it once. She was a 15-year-old who signs a $12 million contract with Nike. So we know all that. But this is about the guy that people kind of misunderstood. He was kind of polarizing. We get to meet Richard Williams, and Will Smith is a terrific guide.
So this one, are both these movies only in theaters, Dan?
I would say King Richard is on HBO Max and in theaters. And Ghostbusters Afterlife is most likely in theaters only.
Hey, Dan, did Venus and Serena's dad approve this movie? Do you know what I mean? Is he part of it, or is it just this is somebody's take on how it went?
Oh, no, yeah. The sisters are executive producers.
Ah, okay.
And so, I mean, it really does dive into his life, because people might think it's going to be mainly about the sisters, but it's really about, you know, Richard Williams and how he was just, he did things his way. He wrote a 78-page, this is what's going to happen. My daughters are going to do this and this and this.
Wow, that's great.
And we never really got the full curtain effect on who this guy was until now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. I want to talk about a movie. We'll probably talk about it a little bit more next week, Dan. But
welcome to the family.
Did you catch Encanto? I did not see you there the other night, the new Disney movie.
I did not. Okay. I missed it, but I heard it is from a couple of the fellow film critics. It's really, really good.
Take that, Mark Rudin.
No, it is not.
Oh, no. No, it's not.
No, it is not. No.
Uh-oh.
It is. And you know, Thank you, Dave Klein. Dave did that remotely, and I appreciate that.
Nice
I was looking
job,
for it.
Dave.
Well,
I have not seen it, but two critics that are not the easiest to please. I'll just say that. They both loved it, and I was like, okay. So right now, I have not seen it, so don't throw my way.
That's all right. It opens Wednesday, and I wanted to like this movie a lot because there's a film out that was from one of the directors here, Byron Howard, Zootopia, several years ago, which I love that movie.
Great movie.
I think we're doing a little Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, fatigue here with this. He does the music. There's nothing memorable about this movie. It's about this little girl in Columbia, and I'm not talking about Columbia, Missouri, who has this family that's been blessed with all these very special powers and gifts, except she's the one that stands out as someone who did not get a gift. So it's a journey through all of this. I don't want to give too much away, but even the 6.5-year-old who has pretty discriminating taste, Dan, it's a big letdown for Disney, I think. And I think you might side with me on this one. I really do.
I mean, the problem is I didn't know a thing about this movie until I got the screener email. It's like, oh, there's another Disney. Gosh, go to sleep for the year or give us something really good. And so I didn't hear any hype on it, and I'm going to watch it, of course, but it seems like it's kind of dividing the critics in half.
Well, it's really a bit of a discombobulated movie, and, you know, animated movies aren't supposed to be that hard to really keep track of in the storyline, and I think this one feels like it's thrown together for the sake of Lin-Manuel Miranda music and not a whole lot else. So I'm, you know, and I get getting out of the house with the kids next week, Thanksgiving weekend, to try to see a Disney movie. I just want to warn you ahead of time, not the best. You also wanted to talk about something that I think is on Showtime. Let's play a clip here. Mayor of Kingstown.
Don't break the law, Ma. You know that. Make peace for everybody.
I'm so familiar with what you do. Your father invented it.
I understand your influence within the prisons is unique. The answer is inside those walls, not outside.
All right, Buffa, I've seen some trailers for this. Tell me about it. Is it worth watching?
Yeah, so I had to watch it. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I just love that. He's just trying to get into his car. That's all right. We'll see if he comes back.
All right.
Dan,
okay.
Are you there, Dan?
Hello?
I think we lost him on the Bluetooth or something. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, maybe he's doing that. You're right. Maybe he's just getting in the car and it's taking.
This is the best he's ever been, though. I mean, I've known Dan for a long time, and he's really good on the air, but this is probably the best. Is he just not there anymore?
No, he's there. I hear him moving.
I'm here. I'm back.
Okay.
You want me to do that whole setup? It's going to take like 5 minutes, so hang on. I'll come back. No. Mayor of Kingstown, good or not?
What was that?
Mayor of Kingstown, good or not?
It's terrific. It's Taylor Sheridan. They should just rename Paramount Plus Taylor Sheridan Network, because you can get.
Oh, we lost him again. I think we lost him again, Dan. You there?
Oh,
I'm going to give up. I don't know. There's something going on with the phone line there, and I'm not exactly sure what is going on there. So we'll let him go.
But it's good, he said.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of curious about it. But maybe we could have found more.
Well, we might have.
Phone line. We'll
perhaps.
See. 438. Cusimano's coming up next. That Italian rock band. I saw them 3 weeks ago.
I'm begging,
maybe that was only 2 weeks ago. They warmed up for the Stones that night in Vegas.
Did they have anything besides this song?
They did, actually. But when I walked in that night, I love this song, actually. It was, and this is.
Riding high.
Remember what happened with that song? It's like a 3 or 4 year old song,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it went to number one internationally. When I walked in, they were doing because they had already started before we got to the seats, they were doing a cover of a killer song of Mr. Brightside. It was terrible.
Oh.
But then they covered something else, and they were pretty good.
Huh?
It's glam rock, full-on glam rock, because that's what they do. All right, we got Frank Cusimano, as we always do on a Monday and a Friday afternoon. How are you, Mr. Cusimano?
Good to be with you, Mark. Hope you're well.
I believe we're dining together tonight. Can you confirm that or deny that?
Yes.
Yes.
They're making a special exemption at that club to allow Italians in for one night, I think.
We have a good friend who is hosting us for a dinner party at Bellerive Country Club. And poor Jeff, I've been back and forth because I was in, and then I was out, and then I was in, and then I was out even this morning because my daughter came down with a fever. So we were very worried, but she's had the COVID test. Everything's fine. So
good to hear.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, the Blues played last night. They won that game. We talked on Monday, a little inconsistency. It's just so early in this season, but a little back on track last night.
They were. And, Mark, you know, Bobby Knight used to say the greatest motivator in sports is the bench. I think the greatest motivator in sports is fear. And when you have a coach like Craig Berube, after you've lost four straight, including the last game to the worst team maybe in North American sports, not named the Detroit Lions, the Arizona Coyotes, you did not want to deal with Craig Berube and have five losses in a row. And they came out and they played a wonderful game. They got a young defenseman named Scott Perunovic, who as a defenseman was leading his league in scoring. That's how gifted this kid is. He carried the puck into the zone beautifully last night, got his first assist. I think we're going to have a special player being born this season here.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, look, and again, you know, I was talking to somebody about this in the building earlier. You're going to have some ups and downs during a season that lasts about 8 months, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, another thing about last night, too, is Ville Husso was outstanding. You know, Craig Berube said, okay, we need to take a break here with Jordan Binnington. And so Husso is going to get the start tomorrow night. And I'm wondering if Husso, like, throws a shutout or is great again, do they keep riding the hot hand? I don't think it's going to become a 1-1A. I think it's going to be 1-2, but Husso's got a chance to orchestrate his own destiny for a while at least.
Frank, you have two teams meeting tomorrow. One is 5-5. The other is 5-5. One is 2-5 in the SEC. One is 2-4 in the SEC. One has a bunch of 4- and 5-star players that are kind of tanking, and the other does not. Can Missouri, you can kind of guess who's who here. I can't believe the Gators are 5-5. They've had a terrible season. They're still favored by 9. They might win the game, but Mizzou has got a little chance here just because of the way that they've been falling apart throughout the course of the season.
Absolutely. This is the best time to play the University of Florida. And you're right. Like, each team's going to have 22 starters tomorrow. Florida is probably going to have about, you know, 10 or 11 of those guys that are 4- and 5 stars. And Mizzou will have about, you know, 2 or 3. So talent-wise, Florida's still better. But they've greatly underachieved. Their coach, Dan Mullen, is on the hottest of seats. And I kind of like this Missouri mojo on defense, where they held South Carolina to 57 yards on the ground. It was the best defensive performance under Steve Wilkes. I think that spread is much too high. I don't know how you can see Florida giving up 52 points last week to Samford, not Stanford, and make them an 8.5 or 9 point favorite against Mizzou. I would not be surprised at all if Mizzou wins a game.
By the way, speaking of point spreads, I think this is interesting. You got two game, or you have a game tomorrow, two Big Ten powerhouses. Michigan State's number 7, Ohio State's number 5. Still, the Buckeyes favored by 19 points in that game.
Oh, yeah, I don't see that at all, especially with the way what we've seen out of Michigan State all season long. They have a great mojo. And what, I don't know how you feel, Mark, but I'm a big Harbaugh fan. And I want that Michigan-Ohio State game to mean a whole lot at the end. So I don't care if Ohio State wins tomorrow, but I would love to see Jim Harbaugh, who's so maligned and everybody, you know, pokes fun at. I'd love to see him in that Final Four in the college football championship series.
So I'm just on Twitter today. I don't know if there's something to this or not. Let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals, because obviously there's going to be a desire for maybe a shortstop worth starting pitching. I'm seeing Marcus Stroman's name being mentioned. There was something on Twitter today where he apparently may have liked a tweet that indicated that the Cardinals might be an option. Is there anything to that at all? What can you tell us? He's a right-handed pitcher from the Mets.
Okay. Without speaking to his agent, of all the guys out there, he makes the most sense for the Cardinals because he is a pitch-to-contact ground ball pitcher. And if you're Marcus Stroman and you want to have a nice long career, well, you want to go to the team that's got 5 gold glovers playing behind you. You want to go to the team where you'll be pitching to a Hall of Fame catcher and a team that's going to win. I think this makes, you know, I've been saying the two most important free agents for the Cardinals would be he and Kyle Schwarber. And there's has to be interest on both sides, Stroman and the Cardinals.
Frank, what about, is there anything to, I don't even want to say because I don't want to get people's hopes up, but Max Scherzer, is that just a pipe dream?
Yeah, what is up with that?
There's more. Well, it was a lovely article by Ben Fredrickson, and it would make a lot of sense for, you know, the Parkway Central kid to come home in the sunset of his career. However, if I'm the Dodgers and I'm maybe done with Trevor Bauer, likely done with Clayton Kershaw, which means I got a whole lot of money to spend. Why in the hell would you let Max Scherzer leave LA after the way he pitched? I mean, you do everything possible. You have all the money. You got all those great players with him. You make Max Scherzer a deal he can't refuse, and they can get to a number that the Cardinals won't get to.
Frank, I think you're off TV tonight, but if you were there, you'd probably have to put on the semifinals for field hockey between Northwestern and Harvard, because that's all Sue Thomas is doing. She has a niece that's playing for Northwestern, and I can't get her attention away from the computer. What's the score, Sue?
Okay, we're still 1-1. Thank you for asking, in the fourth quarter, and we only have 3.5 minutes left.
It's very stressful.
Funny you bring that up, because I've sent 2 reporters for live coverage up there for that game.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate
that. Frank, I will see you in a few hours at dinner. Have a great weekend.
All right, sure. Thank you.
All right, take care. 452 97.1 FM Talk, our visit with Mr. Cusumano every Monday and Friday. We have coming up in the next hour, I thought we were going to get Dan O'Donnell from Milwaukee, who's been great on this, my friend, but he's so busy with everything that's happening because of the verdict. But Phil Holloway is going to join us. He, of course, is a legal analyst. You see him on Fox. He'll kind of run down the latest. I have some amazing audio from today. It was a clean sweep for the defense, non-guilty or not guilty verdicts all the way across. Kyle Rittenhouse is a free man this evening. But Mark Richards, his defense attorney, his lead defense attorney, was a team. He held the news availability. He just chatted with reporters and really said some things that were very interesting. One of the things that was fascinating, and I'll have him explain this, is when Kyle Rittenhouse, you remember when he pulled the numbers from the Tumblr, which was controversial. Dave, did you hear this earlier too? They, you know, one thing he said is they got mock juries. So they ran through these mock juries, and what they determined in the mock juries was if Kyle Rittenhouse didn't testify, well, then that might be a problem. That's why they put, he said, we had no choice to put him on the stand.
Huh.
And then with the Tumblr thing, they know their jurors, right? So they had jurors that they thought were this very scientific, some of this stuff with jury selection and all
like
that.
Just like the show Bull, CBS.
Well, that's right. So they felt like there were 3 jurors on the panel that they really needed to have.
Oh.
All 3 of them were kicked out when the Tumblr happened.
Holy cow.
How about that?
That really is telling.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And again, there was an explanation for the Tumblr. Now, that's not keeping people from having these ridiculous reactions today, like Cori Bush, which you would expect that. But here,
I saw your response to her.
She's just, but I love her. I really do.
She's an easy target.
I almost want to have her on the round table because she says such stupid things. It's great for my side of politics. Gavin Newsom, the California governor, America Today. You can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, shoot and kill people, and get away with it. That's the message we've sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. No, I would say you can break the law, carry around weapons, shoot and kill people, get away with it in St. Louis, Missouri, because you have a prosecutor who won't do her damn job. But that's his response. Joyce Aline, I don't even know who that is. On 12-1, people across the country will march in protest as SCOTUS hears Dobbs, the case that could end Roe v. Wade. That now happens with a backdrop of people who will feel emboldened to carry guns and perhaps shoot if they think the crowd poses a threat. We need to rethink the Second Amendment. There's a person that never paid attention to 1 minute of the trial. Cori Bush,
yep,
the idiot that she is. The judge, the jury, the defendant. It's white supremacy in action, even though all three supposed victims were white. Kyle Rittenhouse was white. There really weren't too many references to anyone African-American. Jacob Blake, the guy who had the knife that was the criminal? Is that what this is about? Why is it that Hollywood celebrities and other people love criminals so much? I'd love to know why that is. So Cori Bush says it's white supremacy in action. This system isn't built to hold white supremacists accountable. It's why black and brown folks are brutalized and put in cages while white supremacist murderers walk away. I'm hurt, I'm angry, I'm heartbroken. I am thrilled because the jury made the right decision. And Cori Bush, your tweets are only ensuring a bigger majority for the new speaker, Kevin McCarthy, next year.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.